We've got a new podcast that will help you get hockey smart. The Crosscheck podcast, hosted by Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark, goes deeper into NHL stories than other podcasts with the help of the smartest minds on ice. Follow the Crosscheck podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, your daily source of everything Team San Jose. I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, are JD and Eric. With us today is Brian from San Jose Hockey Now, not Shang. A little switching it up because we have a special guest. I should have thrown Very in front of there. Very special guest. We have Ozzy Weisblatt with us. And so we're going to get right to it because we probably have a million and one questions to ask him. And we don't want to listen to me talk anymore. So, Ozzy, how are you? Stuck in a hotel room after practice?
I'm awesome. I mean, I can't complain. So, I'm good.
The weather's probably a bit better in California and Vegas than when you left home, right?
Oh, it's crazy. It's almost too hot here for me. So,
I think my cousin lives in Calgary, and I think they got snow last week.
Yeah, it's still apparently. I have a couple. Well, my whole family's there right now and a couple of buddies back there. So, I mean, they said it's freezing and here it's like 30 right now, I think. So,
Man, I am jealous. Vancouver's been like 10 to 15 for 2 weeks and I just want it to be hot. But enough about Canada. Let's talk about you. And we're going to start you off with a little chance to brag about yourself. It's always one I like to throw out there first. Obviously, you were drafted this past season. How old were you when you knew, hey, I could go to the NHL? When did that light bulb go on?
I don't know. I think I grew up in a really competitive house with three brothers. So I think I always told myself that, you know, one day I want to play in the NHL. But, you know, I think I've always believed in myself and I've had, you know, a lot of people around me that believed in me too. So I think just right away, I think, you know, I've always wanted to play in the NHL and to be almost a step away. It's pretty cool.
What's the order of you and your brothers? Who's the oldest and who's the youngest?
Goes Ocean. He's 22, and then Orca. He's 21, and then me, 19. Oasis. He just turned 17 or 16, I believe. And then my sister.
It's not important. He's the youngest brother, so yeah.
So you had two older brothers beating up on you all the time growing up. I'm sure that was helpful for you in like learning how to play against older opponents and kind of getting used to the physicality of tougher leagues, huh?
Yeah, I think it helps me in all kinds of areas. I think kind of just bonding with the older guys too, it's a little bit easier just because I grew up with older brothers around me. So, you know, it makes it a little bit easier for me to joke around with the older guys and, you know, that stuff. So.
Have you caught any chirps yet in the AHL?
A couple, but yeah, I think the goal Henderson was giving it to me last game. So, but I mean, it's hockey, so I mean, I like giving it back sometimes.
Oh, so you're a guy that'll just fire it right back. You're not one of those guys that'll just skate away and be like, "Well, I'll just score a goal."
It depends how fired up I am. So, defense.
How fired up were you in that last game? I mean, that was your, you know, the 2-point night and all for you, and also playing in T-Mobile Arena in front of a, you know, big crowd there. I'm sure that was a pretty fun experience.
Yeah, I haven't played in front of, you know, a crowd like that in a while, and it was super loud in there too. So I mean, it definitely helped with, you know, getting my legs under me and all that. So it definitely helped.
Are you looking forward to playing in front of a big crowd? Because I imagine, what's the biggest crowd you've played in? Like 6,000-7,000 in the dub?
Yeah, probably something like that.
So are you looking forward to 19,000-20,000 in the next couple of years?
Oh, I couldn't imagine. But, I mean, I only imagine that it's pretty sick. So looking forward to it.
So coming out of the WHL, what do you think the WHL prepared you for going to the AHL? Is there anything in particular that you learned from back then that helped transfer over? It can be anything as small as just pregame routine or something bigger.
I think for me, I've had a lot of good guys that, you know, have been to NHL camps and have had a lot of experience. You know, I played with Noah Gregor when I was 16. So, you know, I learned a lot from him and, you know, the intangibles he brought back from an NHL camp and he kind of showed me. So, you know, I just learning from a lot of guys and kind of picking up what they do and kind of implementing it into my game. I think just those little things.
Who's a faster skater, you or Gregor?
Gregor.
Who's got the better shot?
Probably Gregor too.
Gregor is an NHL player right now, so we'll give him the edge. What about, so you started your season in Arizona this year. What did you take with you when you were in AHL camp back to the W?
I think just confidence. I think I had a lot of confidence going into it. And, you know, I was happy how I played when I was up here with the CUDA at the start of the year and going into the season, you know, I had lots of confidence and, you know, I wanted to be the guy this year and just drive my team. So I think just confidence is what I brought back.
Do you, when you go back to the WHL, are guys making fun of you for being playing in the AHL and stuff and coming back? Or is it all just a good time and they're pretty happy for you?
Yeah, they're pretty good with it. I think it's a little bit of a mix. They kind of poke me sometimes and for the most part, they're pretty good with it. And yeah, I mean, we have a great group of guys in PA, so they're pretty good with that kind of stuff.
Are the Sharks giving you anything in particular to work on this season, or were they just kind of like, congratulations, like just play your game this year and kind of we'll talk to you again at training camp or whatever?
I think a little bit of everything. I think, you know, one thing I want to get better at is just shooting the puck a little bit more. I think, you know, I get a lot of chances where I put myself in a grade A opportunity and, you know, I choose to pass most of the time. So I think just getting a little bit of a more shot first mentality, I think it will only help me. So
he had 7 goals and 21 assists this year.
Do you read scouting reports about yourself? Like before the draft, did you check any of them out, or are you just playing your game and whatever happens, happens?
I honestly did. I think, I think kind of growing up, I've always kind of been around the social media kind of stuff. So, I did. And then I kind of took a break and kind of got off social media for a bit and, just kind of refreshed my mind and, not overstressed too much. Cause I think there's a period of time where there, you know, everybody was just waiting and waiting. So, you know, I got off it for a bit just to kind of get the stress away and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure with the job cycle, you have the periods of everyone builds you up and then it's like, okay, so now it's time to let's, you know, kind of move them down and then, oh, you get moved up and stuff like that. So I'm sure it can be exhausting going through that process. I wanted to ask you about, so this year you played more wing. Was that something that, like, do you have a personal choice? Do you prefer playing center or wing, or like, how do you feel about, or you don't really care either way?
Yeah, to me, it doesn't matter. I think, I even played a little bit of left wing, this year. So, I mean, I can really play, you know, left, center, right. It really doesn't matter to me, but, I don't really have a preference.
Got it. Yeah, because since you've gotten back to the CUDA now, you've been you've jumped up to the first line now. How's that been playing with the first line on the CUDA?
Yeah, it's been awesome. You know, I'm playing with a guy like Hanmark right now who's he was obviously up with the Sharks for a little bit. And you know, I like his game. He's a solid two-way guy, you know. You know, it's good for me because I think he wins about 80% of the faceoffs he takes, so he makes my life a little easier. So you know, he's a great player, and I love playing with him.
Day trading can be a lot of fun, but if you want to grow your long-term wealth, you should team up with a Wealthfront investment account today. Decades of data show that individual stocks underperform their market every year. And did you know that only 1% of day traders beat the market? That's not good. So that's why you should team up with Wealthfront instead. It's less complicated because we all know that investing can be complicated. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diverse, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in only minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. All you need is only $500 to get started. So to get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/lockedonNHL to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonNHL and get started today.
Yeah, how do you like playing with another newer guy like Reedy as well? You guys had a connected for pretty nice assist in that last game.
Yeah, I think just everybody's reading off each other really well, and to be playing with guys that think quick and get to open spots and all that stuff, it makes my life a lot easier, and just kind of flows really good.
And to stay on that last game you had, your goal that game was on the 5-on-3 power play where, right before you scored, Oscar Dance, the Henderson goalie, made like six crazy saves off of all those attempted like one-time feeds and stuff. Like, what were you thinking then? Just like, all right, I have the puck, this time I'm just going to try and shoot it, or what was going through your mind there?
He made two awesome saves, it could have been six awesome saves he made, but I think Hobbs kind of fanned on the one timer, and I didn't really feel anybody pressuring me. So I kind of just walked out and took my time, and lucky enough went in. So I think that was a 5-on-3. So I think the opportunities you get, they should probably go in on a 5-on-3. So
true. That's true and fair. It's okay though. Every now and then, it takes a while. It takes a while to get used to those, especially with new teammates. Is that tough bouncing around with new teammates and like suddenly you're on a different line and new guys in the locker room, between two different teams this year?
I think it just depends who you're playing with. I think, there's some players you feel instant chemistry and you feel like you've been playing with them for years. So, I think it's just a matter of kind of finding that chemistry and sticking with it. So, there's a lot of smart players here, and it just makes it a lot easier on everybody. So
has anyone on the Barracuda team like stood out to you? Like you get there at practice or during games, you're like, oh shit, like this guy's good kind of thing, or like enjoy watching him play?
Yeah, I think when Shellman was here, when Shelly was here, I love the way he plays. He's poised and he doesn't panic with the puck, and he makes plays, and when I first saw him, I was like, geez, this guy's really good. And I think when Rudy Balsers was here for a little bit, I was it was cool watching him, and he's kind of the same type of player. So I mean, those are the players I like.
What was it like playing with the fellow draft pick Tristan Robbins in the beginning of your Barracuda stint, and then going back to playing against him in the WHL? What was that like?
Yeah, it was cool. I'm not really one to make friends on the ice, so I probably gave him the cold shoulder a couple times out there. I loved competing against him, and he's a great hockey player. So it was lots of fun.
Yeah. Did you guys know each other at all beforehand, or?
No.
You got banged up a little bit playing against the Blades this year. Did you like send a text to Robbins and be like, dude, come on, like, yeah, like we're gonna be teammates soon? I know it wasn't Robbins who hit you, but yeah.
I honestly know. I think I don't really talk to anybody during the so I kind of just took it and was like, oh, I'm gonna hit these guys next game. So but it's hockey, it happens. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that happened, right? Because his team, Saskatoon, they won the first three matchups you guys had this season, but then you guys won the last one where he wasn't playing, I think, due to injury as well. So I guess did that add like an extra layer of just having some familiarity with him throughout all those meetings?
Yeah, I think it's cool to. I think when he was here, I picked up a lot of things on how he played and some specific things he did and. Things he was really good at. So I think it made it easier for me to, try and shut him down and just anticipate some of the things he does. So it made it easier a little bit. Yeah.
What? Okay. Let's get some fun questions going. What? Who's the best player you've ever played with or against?
Best player I've ever played with
or against?
Against, probably Bowen Byram.
Oh shit! that's a really
who's nice a Vancouver player. Guy, right? Yeah, Vancouver one. Giants.
Yeah,
yeah.
But is he just like noticeably better than everyone? Was that what happens when he takes the ice?
Yeah, I mean, he was 17, and he was basically carrying that Vancouver team to, you know, the Western League championships. So, I mean, I think the first game he played against us, he had like 4 points. He's an unbelievable player and just another guy that, you know, he's really smart and skates well and just really good player.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing top four in Colorado right now. That's a legit NHL player tearing up the WHL. Yeah. Yeah. So what's your pregame meal?
I'm not picky at all, to be honest. I kind of have what. Doesn't really matter. I mean, it's pasta, chicken, nothing really. I mean, I'm pretty easy.
Are you?
Do you have any pregame superstitions?
Yeah. Are you a big routine guy or no?
No, not at all. I mean, I think I have some things that I'm superstitious about, like taping my stick, but I'm not. I think I just kind of go with it. I don't really depend on a.
What's your tape shop like?
Yeah, you don't have like, one of these massacres, do you?
No, I just go from heel to toe. It's pretty simple. I mean,
classic. Yep.
Pregame. Do you have a like? What's your pregame soundtrack?
I listen to a lot of rap and. I mean, being
should we ask the question? Should Eric go ahead, ask Eric. The question? Do you listen to Lil Wayne?
I don't listen.
We're 32 old. And 33, and we just feel so old because we're like, yeah, we always used to listen to Lil Wayne before games, and zero of you guys do.
And Merkley was like, yeah, listen to some rap too. And I was like, oh yeah, Lil Wayne. He just looked at me like he had no idea what I was talking. I mean, obviously kind of everyone knows right the now. Name, but it's like not a Gen Z rapper, unfortunately. So
no, not anymore.
Do you play FIFA with them?
I used to when we were in Chandler, in Arizona, but I went back and I think all the guys are playing some MLB now. So,
switched it up.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Are you a big gamer? What do you do in your spare time? I know that a bunch of them golf, like Jason Magna golfs and kills everybody at it.
Yeah. I honestly just hang out. I don't really do too much. I mean, I'll play video games for about an hour and then I probably won't touch it for another 2 days. But I think I like hanging out with the guys and just socializing and just whatever. I mean, I think I'm a pretty chill guy. So
this is why the Sharks grabbed you, because you're low maintenance. Just to throw you out there. So like, here you go. Here's your per diem. See you later. Yeah. See you at practice time. I lost my train of thought.
You do socks or no socks?
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's the bet, yeah.
Probably no socks.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
He's a no socks guy. Murphy was a no socks guy,
like
too,
in
right?
Skates.
In the skates, yeah. In the skates.
Oh, in the skates?
Oh, in the skates. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I should have clarified.
No, socks for sure.
Socks in the skates. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, sorry. As a general question, it's very bizarre, but no.
Yeah.
Specifically in your skates. Okay. Socks and skates. We got to keep like a running tally of this to see who.
It's everybody wears socks except for Merkley. Merkley's a psychopath. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
What's the last thing you binged on Netflix or Hulu or whatever?
I don't know.
we don't have Hulu in Canada, JD.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I haven't watched anything in a while.
Really? So. Because I'm trying to. You spent a lot of time in bubbles this year. I'm just trying to figure out. You know, it's like you don't play video games and just hanging out. So,
are you? Go ahead. Are you? Do you watch hockey in your spare time? Because you sometimes hear like high level athletes, they don't watch the sport they play. They just don't care for it because they live it. Do you watch hockey? Do you care for hockey, or are you just?
No, I watch as much hockey as I can. I think, I don't know. I find it fun to watch. I think, even if I think there's a couple games where I was hurt, back in the dub, and I was watching a couple of games and I was just loving it. I don't know. I think it's a really fun sport to watch, and kind of getting into soccer too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's your, what league and who's your team?
Oh, I can't answer those.
Have you watching like Champs League or just Saturday morning English Premier League games, or what kind of soccer games?
Just anything, like just
whatever's on. Love it. Do you have a favorite NHL player or like someone that you really enjoy watching?
I like watching like Matthew Barzal. I love watching him, and obviously McDavid, and I really like how Nathan MacKinnon plays. I think he's really starting to separate himself. So I think all those guys are really good guys to watch.
Do you think when you line up in your first NHL game and Nathan MacKinnon takes the ice, you're going to be like, oh, fuck? I mean, I personally would be if I was like, yeah, I love watching this guy growing up and he's like right there just chirping my ear off. That would be nuts. Yeah. Are you a Flames fan or no?
Not really, no. No.
You can say what you were. You don't have to be a Sharks fan right now for 2 seconds.
No, I honestly never really have been. I used to be a Canucks fan just because I was born there. So, I mean, I've never really stuck to one team. I've kind of been a bandwagon, just whatever team's the best almost growing up. So,
all right. That's fair. You could now, I think you're obligated by the team to say you're a Sharks fan from now on. It's like your contract.
How long were you in Kelowna before you moved to Calgary?
I was in Kelowna for 8 years, 8 or 9 years, and then I went to Calgary.
Did you like Kelowna?
Yeah, no, I loved it. We still have a house there, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I try to go back there every summer.
You could be like all the other NHL players and hang out in the summer in Kelowna.
I was there a few summers ago. I didn't realize how many NHL players hung out there. I would have gone searching for them.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would have found them, but I was there.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome there.
Yeah, so, the lake is great.
So, yeah. So going back to draft day this year, obviously you went right at the end of the first round. Did you know you were getting picked by San Jose, or was it you saw it on TV kind of deal, like bang, bang?
Well, I guess technically it was right when I saw it on TV, but, you know, I talked to Doug Jr. I think like the night before, and we chatted on FaceTime for about an hour or something like that. And, I think I got the idea that I was going to go and, but never really knew for sure until the pick was made. So, yeah.
Did you think other teams might grab you before then, or were you kind of on the trail that you were going to go right then to like kind of like San Jose deal?
I honestly didn't know. I think I've had some buddies that have got drafted, and they've said, you know, a couple teams have say they're going to do this and that and don't do it. So I think I was just trying not to get my hopes up for anything, and just kind of see where the night was going to take me. So but yeah, when I got picked, it was awesome.
Do you have any weird interview questions before the draft from any teams?
I didn't have any, honestly. I think it was all pretty easy questions and pretty basic, just trying to get to know me and all that. So
I wonder if they moved away from that, because like when I was playing pro basketball, they asked me what kind of tree I was wanted to be, and like if I had to save which member of my family I would save if like the country got invaded. It was very strange. It's weird. So draft night, you obviously know you're going to get picked somewhere around the end of the first round. Are you just nervous the entire time, or is it until you get to like 25, 26 and then it starts ramping up?
Yeah, I think when it got to probably 20, I really started to start watching and paying attention. But, you know, I had a teammate, Kenan Gooley, that got drafted to Montreal. So was obviously really excited when he got picked. And but yeah, I think I wasn't really expecting to go any higher than 20. So, yeah.
Did your phone just explode?
Yeah, it was not. I don't know. I felt like about 100 years went by, and I went on my phone. It was about 45 minutes later, and just hundreds of texts from a lot of people. So it was awesome.
So you get picked. Obviously, we see Doug Jr. make the pick on TV, and they have the cameras there, and you guys are all excited. How long before he's calling you or somebody from the Sharks organization? Is it like an instant thing, or is it a couple hours go by while they're doing the rest of their prep work?
I think just because I was the last pick in the first round, I got picked, and then probably 5 minutes later, I got a call and talked to them, and just really surreal moment, and it was awesome.
And then all those guys Zoom bombed the media call, right? Like Berensi and Carlson all joined the media Zoom call with you, right?
Yeah. My little brother is in the background just going crazy. He saw those guys and he was like, holy, this is crazy. But I think even myself, I've always grew up watching hockey, being a fan, and watching those guys play was pretty crazy to, you know, talk to them even over the phone. Yeah, there's a bunch of, you know, legends on that team. So it was super cool.
Have you met any of them yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah, they've been all apart, even though they're all in San Jose, right? Like, you guys haven't been able to meet up with them yet.
Yeah, no, not yet.
So your goal next year, as we come to the end here, are you trying to make the Sharks? Is that what you want to do, or would you be pumped to go back to the Dub? Kind of what's your mindset heading into, I guess, September this year?
Yeah, I think I want to make the Sharks 100%. I think it's important for me to have a big summer. I know I need to work on a lot of things and sharpen it up, to be an NHL player. It all depends on the summer I have and how hard I train and how much I'm willing to put in. So, I think my number one goal is to make the Sharks and then go from there.
Are you working out with any buddies this summer? Anyone else who's like a draft pick recently?
Yeah, I work out with my best friend in Calgary, Jake Neighbors. I think 26 to St. Louis. So, it's great to work out and skate with him almost every day. So,
does he hold it over his head, your head, that he went five spots in front of you?
He does, yeah.
I'm sure he does.
Does.
That's going to be crazy when you guys could, you know, eventually just be lining up next to each other. Because, the Sharks and the Blues have a very rich history of games against each other. So,
yeah. No, that would be crazy. I think they were talking about, I think one of the first games of the year was against the Blues or something like that. And we were both here. So we were just talking about what are the odds that, you know, we play each other. But I think the day will come eventually, and that day will be pretty cool. So,
where's your focus at right now, just in terms of playing hockey with the Kudo? You know, what specific things are you working on? I'm sure, you know, the first time around, it was just, you know, getting used to, you know, pro level hockey. But now this time that you're back and, you know, have potential, or you have playoff games coming up and stuff, you know, what specific things are you working on?
I think everything. I think, you know, you can always work on a little bit of everything. I think, you know, just being stronger on the walls, being close, you know, playing mostly wing right now. So just being better on the walls, making strong plays and, moving my feet and all that stuff. So a little bit of everything.
Are you excited to have some playoff games, you know, some games that, have it just a bit extra meaning and kind of that, you know, that feeling of danger that, you know, the season could end, with the loss?
Yeah. I think for me personally, I've been able to, you know, get super excited for every single game, you know, I've played so far here, you know, being so young and, being so close to what I want to do in my career. I think, every game for me is pretty easy to get up for. I think just trying to play every game like it's my last and, you know, giving it my all. So it's been pretty easy to get up for these.
Before we get you out of here, have you had any thought, or has anybody talked to you about playing for Team Canada at the juniors next year?
Not yet, but I think it's obviously something I want to be a part of, and, you know, I think would be really cool. So, hopefully that's an opportunity that I can do. So I'd love that.
Have you played for Canada yet? Like at any, like the Russia WHL series or anything like that?
Yeah, I played, U17, and then I played the Hlinka. Nice. I think that was probably the last one.
Nice. So U20 and then Olympic team, and then you're all set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're like us at Locked On Sharks, you're counting down to days to the NHL draft when you can see who your team picks. There's probably a good prop bet on that too, which is amazing, especially if you head to Bet Online, which is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. In fact, if for some reason you don't like the NHL draft, baseball season is in full swing and you can track all the action at Bet Online, as well as the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including, of course, like we mentioned, the MLB and the NHL, but also the NBA, which heads the playoffs soon, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up on bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, I already said that, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for that 50% welcome bonus, folks.
All right, guys, we want to take a quick break and talk to you guys about our friends over at rockauto.com. So rockauto.com is a website where you can purchase parts for your vehicle. And it doesn't matter what type of car you have. So you have a cool classic car or your daily driver, you get everything you need delivered directly to your door in a few easy clicks. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. The same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up twice as much for the same part? Head over to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box. That way they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, right below prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
I want to jump back to, you know, around getting drafted. I know this happens pretty often with, you know, with guys that go early in the draft, you know, signing that NHL contract, I think like a month after you got drafted or so. Just, you know, what did that mean to you and what did that mean to your family to just kind of ink that deal and also get, I'm sure, a good signing bonus in there?
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I think, you know, even when my mom saw the check come in, she couldn't believe her eyes. And, you know, it was an awesome moment for us. Just, you know, we've been through a lot of stuff, you know, growing up, and for the Sharks to, you know, do that so quick, really meant a lot to me and my family. So, you know, it was unbelievable.
That direct deposit hit must have been nice.
Yeah, no, that was crazy. Yeah.
Does your mom's Jeep, does it still have the new car smell in it?
It better be when I get back.
Like, mom, no food in the car. Yeah. No, like, yeah.
Is that the only thing you've splurged on, or have you you've done something for yourself too?
Not too much. I think probably some clothes and all that, but nothing really. I mean, trying to save my money for maybe a second paycheck or something like that. I mean, just trying to save up a little bit.
Get that first NHL pay. Yeah. Under your belt and then go wild. Yeah. Where'd you get that jacket, that sweet ass jacket?
I got it from Lululemon.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm in the home of Lululemon. I should go right down there. That's a dope jacket.
Yeah. Lululemon sounds like splurging to me, man.
Yeah. I think I ripped a pair of shorts here and then I went down and got some shorts. So
yeah, that's true.
Look good, play good.
Exactly.
He's a first round pick. You gotta, you know, you gotta have the nice attire for it and stuff. You can't just that's be rolling true. Up in Target clothes.
So. And if it's long lasting, then it's long lasting. You're in the long run. You're spending less money. Yeah.
If you want to talk about clothes, you should talk to Ryan Merkley. That guy hasn't paid a cent.
Oh, what?
that guy doesn't like to splurge.
Really?
So he's just wearing the same old clothes he's had since forever, basically.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, but is he still rocking like the Peterborough gear?
Not the Peterborough gear, but I mean, he has these like Adam Sandler shorts that go down to his like shin.
Oh.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, those are not in style anymore.
Oh no. Who's the most stylish guy on the team?
I mean, there's a lot of well dressed guys, I think. Like Jaden Habegwats, he has really good style. Mm. even Magna, he has good style. I don't know. I think there's a lot of them.
Magna shouldn't count. He's like an actual whole ass adult.
Yeah. Like dad.
Did you just call him the dad?
Oh yeah.
Does he take on the dad role? Is he just like helping you guys out?
Yeah, he's the dad role to me and Merckx. So he takes care of us.
What's your hockey nickname?
I don't know. Ozzy.
Okay, well that's fine. Okay, yeah, that's good. Because you have such a unique name that like there's no way they should be calling you like Bladder or Blats or something. That would just be heinous.
My grandpa's nickname was Ozzy. His full name was Austin, but he went by Ozzy. So it was when I saw you last year getting drafted, I was like, oh shit. The only two people in the world I've ever met who go by Ozzy.
Yeah, I think some of the coaches like to call me Oswald, but
that's just funny.
That's incredible.
That's
a good one.
That's amazing. All right. Anybody else before we let him go? Brian?
No, I'm good.
All right, perfect. Ozzy, thank you very much. Thank you for telling me where you got your jacket from. I appreciate it. Thanks for doing this. I know you're stuck in a hotel and you're focused on hockey, but really appreciate it. Have a great playoffs. Obviously, have a good summer workout, and hopefully we'll see you on the Sharks next year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, have a good one, dude.
Thanks, awesome, man. Bye.
That was our interview with Ozzy Weisblatt. We really thank him for coming on the show. If you would like to get at us and ask us to see if we can get somebody else on the show, we have all the time in the world. The Content Boys are almost back. As of this recording, we'll only have one more day before we're back in action. So let us know on Twitter, Locked On Sharks. You can let us know on email at lockedonsharks@gmail.com. Please don't do that way, though, because we won't see it. Instagram, Facebook. You can get at us there. JD's putting up all our stuff. Head over to San Jose Hockey Now, where Brian has work coming up all the time. He's covering the CUDA, and with the playoffs coming up, I'm sure he's going to have lots of good shit coming down the pipe. Brian, what do you have up recently?
Yeah, well, I mean, this story with Ozzy. I've also got talking to assistant coach Jimmy Bono just about the development of a bunch of guys we've seen finally get some NHL cracks in Blickfeld and Alex True, and hopefully talking to Tristan Robbins, who's going to be coming back to the Barracuda and probably be in some of those playoff games they have coming up next week.
Tristan's a good guy. He's fun to talk to.
He's fun. And where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter @_BrianTrong. I'm always posting video of highlights from Barracuda games, goals, fights, whatever else happens. A lot of stuff happens.
And that's T-R-U-O-N-G, right?
Yeah. _Brian with an I. Last name is Trong, T-R-U-O-N-G. @_BrianTrong.
Perfect. And you can find me at Kyle Demetrius. You can find Eric at Foulball15. You can find JD at My Fryhole. You can find Brian at _BrianTrong. You can go to San Jose Hockey Now if you aren't already subscribed. I don't know what you're doing. Subscribe, follow us, because we like a little serotonin hit. And come back. We'll be recapping the end of the Sharks season. We have a couple draft profiles this week, and then it's full Content Boys season from here on out. Bye.
Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news and every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.